Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Giants baseball coming up. Another beautiful day in Arizona. Joined by Justin Ruggiano, and that is a name I think we're going to hear a lot of this year. Former Tampa Bay Ray and a number of other teams that we'll catch up with. But here in camp, and you're here, Giants need that power from the right side, and you're here in the camp. What's new?
Not a lot, you know. I'm just excited to be here and, you know, kind of itching to get on the field right now. I know you're joking about the beautiful weather today. But, you know, obviously it's been abnormal rain for the last 2 days here, and I think we're all ready to get on the field and get after it.
Bring us up to date on your physical condition, then we'll talk a little bit about your career and being here and what they expect out of you and what you'd like to accomplish.
Sure. Yeah, I had to have a shoulder scope this off season in September, so about 5 months ago. You know, rehabbed hard all off season, and I'm actually really happy with where it's at right now. You know, there'll probably be some times where I have to take a little bit fewer swings throughout the day, but you know. Overall, I feel great. You know, everything's a go. I don't think I have any limitations right now, and just kind of battling through some of the scarness that come or the soreness that comes with scar tissue throughout the season.
Yeah, what sort of rehab do you do for that?
Your Job's exercises and just all strengthening of your cuff. You know, the shoulder is, you know, made up of so many different small muscles that you have to just take care of them. That's all. You
know. I've gone through it. I know the drill. The Job exercises. I've had that muscle ache. Justin Ruggiano is with us. Bring us back a little bit. Growing up, was it Austin, Texas? If I'm not mistaken, if I read that right, I think it was Texas somewhere in your background. Yeah. But what baseball was like for you as a kid? How you got into the game? So we know a little bit about your background.
Baseball for me growing up in Austin was a seasonal sport. You know, when it was baseball season, I was excited to play it. But when it was basketball season or football season, I was also excited to play that as well. I did a number of different sports growing up, and I think most importantly, the biggest thing is just staying active and doing different things when you're younger, developing as a, you know, as a child and through adolescent years. And then, you know, when I got to high school, I focused more on just baseball, but I never knew exactly how far it would take me. And I just kind of been riding that wave ever since.
Well, it's a good wave. You're in the big leagues and you have a good reputation. Position-wise, were you always an outfielder or were you infielder? Usually kids are, you know, the stars who get to the big leagues are usually shortstops or pitchers.
Well, in high school, my first 2 years, I played shortstop, and then we had a shortstop that was 1 year older than me who kind of moved me to center field. So I started playing center field at junior and senior year high school, and kind of been there ever since. Any outfield position is, you know, comfortable to me. I actually messed around a little bit with first base last year. I don't know if I'll do that again, but I've been playing outfield since I was, you know, junior, senior year of high school.
Well, very good. Good, because I know on this team there's always a job in an outfield. There's not a lot of major league ready outfielders, so I'm sure that's part of why you're here. Who'd you root for as a kid growing up?
The Rangers and Cubs, actually, because every day I'd get home from school, Cubbies would be on. Yeah. It'd be something to watch, usually catch the last two or three innings of the game. And obviously the Rangers, Nolan Ryan was a childhood hero of mine. And I just kind of followed him throughout his career.
So getting the Wrigley Field the first time, that must have been exciting. And playing for the Cubs.
It was. It really was. Playing for the Cubs is definitely an experience that you can't really put into words. I guess, you know, all kids kind of grow up at least knowing who the Cubs are. They were the lovable losers, and now they've won. And, you know, now they're a force to be reckoned with. So I definitely enjoyed my time in Chicago. Although it was short, it was fun for 1 year.
All right, Justin Ruggiano with us. Getting drafted. Now, Tampa Bay is the first team when you get up to the big leagues with Tampa Bay. Did you expect to be drafted by them? What was draft day like for you?
Draft day for me? Well, actually, I got drafted by the Dodgers.
First, I did sign with them.
Yeah, I signed with them. I started with them, and I was traded in Double A. I actually switched dugouts during a series and started playing for Tampa against my old team, which was, you know, 12 hours old. So, yeah, draft day for me was, I was a senior in college. Obviously, I wasn't expected to make any money as a senior, and I don't know if I even watched my name go across the ticker or not. I don't think I did. I think my dad called me and told me that I had been drafted, but I was in between playing. We had just beaten Rice in a regional game, and we were heading to Super Regionals, I believe. And so I was kind of focused on what A&M was doing at the time. Texas A&M is where I went to school. And I think he called me and told me I'd been drafted, and I was like, oh, great, I just didn't, what round did I get drafted? I didn't even know, and it was late, obviously it was, opportunity to play and a plane ticket. That was about it.
I like the story of switching dugouts. It's not easy for you, but in baseball history, there have been players, Orlando Cepeda of the Giants, who was traded from the Giants to the Cardinals on a weekend series. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's definitely strange. It happened for me really young, at a young age, and obviously it happened when I was in Double A. But it's, I think that's kind of when the reality of what baseball in business, how the two worlds collide, really hits you. And I've since been traded a couple different times, but the first time it took a while for it to sink in. But I do remember. Anytime I play against an old team, I always play with a chip on my shoulder, and I usually play pretty well. Yeah. Now I've got too many old teams. I got too many old teams to keep holding grudges, so I just try to play hard every day regardless.
I was going to say, you got quite a history now to do it. You had a big hit off Bumgarner last year as a Met, and now here's Bumgarner in the clubhouse. I guess it's one of those little human interest stories.
Yeah, I guess there's some media taking interest in it. Honestly, we're teammates now, and he's a fierce competitor. I really, admire him. I admire what he does across the field every time I played against him. And I'm looking forward to being a teammate of his now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's fun. Jimmy Rollins is here, and Javi Lopez is here. So the Philly Giant playoff is here. So it's fun to cross over and talk about that stuff. Jose Fernandez was part of your life, and I'd like to hear a little bit about that.
Man, it's just obviously such a sad story. I got to play with him in 2013, I believe, for a full season. He was a rookie. He was incredibly talented and just a personality that you can't really wrap it up in words. He was just such a fun guy to be around. At the same time, I remember him being a rookie and being, so loud and always smiling. Sometimes guys would take it the wrong way, but I think for him coming up to Miami, it was a good place for him. We didn't have too many salty veterans at the time to get too angry with him, so we kind of let him do his thing. Obviously such a sad story, and my prayers go out to his family.
Yeah, boy, very nice. Justin Ruggiano with us. They say you hit lefties pretty well. What's your philosophy of hitting? Do you look for one pitch? Do you hit early in the count? How do you approach it?
My philosophy of hitting, I guess it could be summed up from a meeting I had when I was in Double-A with the Dodgers. George Hendrick was our minor league hitting coach at the time. He said, don't miss the fastball. Just hit. Don't miss the fastball because, these guys got such good off-speed pitches now. I usually like to eliminate one pitch from the arsenal. And then when I get the two strikes, kind of battle. But I think that's kind of been my hitting philosophy throughout my whole career. Everything I do in game prep is, timed off the fastball. And then, usually I can adjust to off-speed or change up from there.
Oh, very good. No, great answer. Very good. And I like the George Hendrick reference. The pants were low, and, he was always a guy below the ankles. He was one of the first ones to wear the pants like that.
He was such a fun guy, as a young player growing up and listening to him and his stories and just his overall demeanor, man. He was just he really influenced my career a lot. I don't know if he realizes that, but he was just funny. He made the game fun, what's the best way to, get out of a slump, George? I just stay in that, hit my until I could hit my way out of it. I mean, he just had funny ways of making the game seems so simple when it might have been, you know, snowballing on a young guy, and he'd make you laugh, and then all of a sudden you'd realize, you know, next day you're out of your slump and laughing with George.
Boy, very good. And his kid played for Cal, Brian. He was a basketball player for Cal. He was a very nice player. Hey, nice to have you on. Good to meet you. And it's going to be a lot of fun watching you play this spring. Full speed ahead for you. No restrictions whatsoever?
Yeah. I may have to take a day or two off here. It's really, we're going to play it by ear. I guess okay. We're going to see how the shoulder recovers every day. And, you know, obviously there's things we can do to get it loose before. But, you know, it was a simple cleanup procedure. The surgery went well, and I'm really happy with where it's at. So I look forward to being full speed ahead this spring.
Yeah, beautiful.
Very good. Justin, thanks so much.
All right, thanks for having me. Hey, nice.